The folk singer Dave Van Ronk has died at age 65 in New York. Dave Van Ronk was known for helping other musicians get started. Here he sings a song written by one of the many young performers he encouraged.
He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Never had no money pay for his fine. He was a friend of mine.
Dave Van Ronk with a Bob Dylan composition. Van Ronk was born in Brooklyn and became at home in Greenwich Village with his guitar and songs and a commitment to what he thought the music should be about.
What was palmed off as folk music at that time was this incredibly bland cream of wheat. Go and listen to the Limelighters. Go and listen to the Kingston Trio. Go and listen to the Brothers Four. All these Wonder Bread college kids with their button-down shirts and their long-neck banjos.
Tom Paxton arrived in Greenwich Village about the same time as Dave Van Ronk and is proud to have known him for 42 years.
You couldn't help but learn from Dave. He knew so much. He always had, a lot to back up whatever his opinion was. He was the most incredibly well-read man I have personally known.
What did he read?
He read everything. He read everything and forgot nothing. He read political, historical, theoretical, musical. He was an insatiable reader.
When he would find time to go up on the stage himself, what was he like as a performer?
As a performer, he was a big bear of a guy. He would play a blues, and the room would shake. And then he would immediately break the spell by singing Teddy Bear's Picnic, for God's sake. He always had a kind of a very interesting approach to arranging. He was a great guitarist, a finger-picking guitarist, and he continually grew from being a really adept blues guitarist to doing a transcription, for example, of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag that very few guitarists are capable of playing.
Do you have the feeling, did he ever talk with you about this, that over the years so many people came through the village and went on to bigger things in music? And I'm thinking here about Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dave Van Ronk ever think, well, I could have made it big if only if I'd have wanted to, or...
Oh, he was originally picked to be in the original Peter, Paul, and Mary. I don't know how it was going to work, but Albert Grossman, who managed Peter, Paul, and Mary and put the group together, approached him about joining Peter Yarrow in a prospective group, and he turned it down, and he used to laugh about it. He had absolutely no regrets about the path he chose. And as for people, going to great, great heights, I think that Dave's only concern was with how they handled their subsequent success, whether they were still good guys or not. And he had opinions on them, and I think I'll leave them with Dave. But he went from album to album interested in the album for its own sake. I don't think he was ever terribly concerned about career direction or anything. He could have been more concerned, but he was more concerned in the music and his friendships.
Tom Paxton, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Singer and songwriter Tom Paxton talking with us about his friend Dave Van Ronk.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's sloppy and he's dirty and he's grungy up front. When he talks, all he does is grunt. And if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
And all the monkeys ain't in the zoo. Every day you'll see quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. Hey, you could be swinging on a star. Hey, you could be swinging on a star. Hey.